Blog Talk Radio.
This is Robert Rogers, and I am Parkinson's Recovery. I want everybody to know, if you have not already heard, the incredible event that's about to occur on March the 7th in Vancouver, Washington. Now, pay attention to the word Washington. It's not Vancouver, Canada, because we're afraid some people are going to wind up in Canada wondering, where is the Parkinson's Recovery Summit? It's Vancouver, Washington. Many people are flying into the event from across the United States and coming from Canada. And to be able to fly in, if you need to fly, you will fly into Portland, Oregon. And the distance from Portland, Oregon Airport to the Red Lion at the Key Hotel in Vancouver, Washington is only about 15 minutes. There's a free shuttle. When you get off the airplane, you want to call the hotel and make sure they send the shuttle out right then so you do not have to wait for your transportation to the hotel. It's going to be all day Monday on March the 7th. We'll start at 9 o'clock, go until 12. We'll reconvene at 2, go until 5:30, and then we'll also have an evening session. And you're probably wondering, well, gee, what is this really going to be about? And you would have, I want everybody to know, never experienced any event, any summit like this in your life. The people who are coming, who are practitioners, are absolutely amazing. And what I want to do is to give you a short list before I actually introduce our guest today. John Bowman, who's the aspiring inspirational speaker from Louisville, Kentucky, will be present. Irene Pasternak, a guest on my radio show from last month, who does Feldenkrais, will be present and will be offering with another Feldenkrais practitioner free little mini Feldenkrais sessions to individuals. There will be harmonic healing by Judith Lynn. That's using voice and singing. Multidimensional healing by the most incredible and awesome healer I have ever met, Deborah Russell. There's going to be the opportunity to do art therapy, something that I hope everybody actually takes advantage of, by Jesse Lyle. We're going to also have some hypnotherapy experiences, if you're interested in taking advantage of those, by Steve Frizon. He was a guest on my show just recently. Shawanda Costello is coming to do, hold on to your seats, voice analyses for people. I had a show with Sherry Edwards just last month, and she explained how they use the voice to be able to do diagnostics on the imbalances in the body. And so she's going to be there, and you'll have an opportunity to actually get your own voice analysis. There's also going to be Dr. Jacqueline Gisburn, who's doing revolutionary and cutting-edge research on neural network reprogramming. There's no one else like her in the world, and certainly in the country or in Canada. Dr. Gisburn has been getting incredible results with working with individuals who happen to have the symptoms of Parkinson's. So she will be coming, and you'll be able to actually experience what that's all about as well. Compounding pharmacist Randy Mincer and also nutritional counselor Randy Mincer will be there at the summit and also for part of Jumpstart to Wellness. So many of you I know have used him, his consultations. If you need a follow-up, he'll be available to provide some assistance and answer questions. So if you've got any questions about supplements, medications, contraindications, et cetera, he's the man, and he's actually going to be there as well. Dr. Daniel Newman, who is a medical doctor, but Dr. Newman is also a naturopath and a Chinese doctor, will be at the summit on Monday evening. And Dr. Blanca Ramirez, who is a medical doctor and has been doing research with stem cell research from Mexico, is flying in from Mexico, and she's going to be available as a resource to be able to answer questions that you might have about stem cells and what it's all about And this, by incredible coincidence, one of her patients is also going to be attending the summit. So you'll be able to talk with somebody who's actually experienced this therapy, and the word has it that it's really helping her considerably. So I've not been able to actually get a lot of information myself about stem cells therapy, but we're going to learn a great deal during the Parkinson's Recovery Summit. For those of you that haven't heard, and you've just heard this list of individuals who will be offering all these incredible free services, you're probably thinking, wow, the price of this must be $950. But it's not. It's free, everybody. It doesn't cost anything. All these practitioners, including myself and Deborah, are there to basically offer our services for free. So come. There's no reason not to. If you're interested in being able to get relief from your symptoms, this is the place to be, because these, I want you to know, really comprise the cutting-edge, non-invasive, natural therapies that I've identified that are helping people get well. So in each case, for every therapist, there's nothing here that turns out to be something that has side effects or complications. These are all natural. And I want to add and emphasize, we have evidence for each one of these that they actually provide incredible relief to individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's. So the summit, March 7th, Vancouver, Washington. Be there. Now, we also have another opportunity, as if there are not enough opportunities to get some free consultations through Parkinson's Recovery. We have an opportunity today for you to be able to get another consultation if you call into the program. Arlene Arnold began her career as an English teacher. Teaching was in her blood from the third grade forward, yet it wasn't until she became a spiritual guide and healing facilitator that she truly felt she was in her element. Here, the teaching became more facilitating and suggesting and offering. Healing through the vibration of color is her forte. She's a certified spiritual guide and healing facilitator. She has been teaching her color therapy techniques and inner reality therapy to individuals and groups for over a decade. Arlene, thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you, Robert. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell everybody about yourself.
Well, you've talked a little bit about how all this came about for me. I've been on a spiritual journey my whole life. I was actually a minister's wife for 35 years. And that was one of the ways, and I had a family that was very spiritual, and so that was one of the ways that I started my journey. But as many of your listeners probably have found, sometimes you come to a point where you need something more. And that's where I was when I met my mentor, who became my teacher and facilitator for the spiritual guide and healing facilitator process, which was a two-year program. And it really changed my life and really changed the direction of what I was doing. And have been doing that ever since. And it's been a joy to me to see how we can help people with something so simple as color. I mean, we all know about color, we experience color, but we don't even realize how much it affects us and how much it can actually help us to heal. So this has been my process, is to introduce this to people, and I'm so happy that you're having the summit, because I think it's a wonderful way for people to have an opportunity to try something they may have never tried before and to just get a taste of it, because I think everybody has to find what it is that will help them to heal, and it's not the same thing for everybody. So by having the opportunity to try a number of different modalities, I think people will find what works for them. So I'm really happy to be here today and happy to be a part of the summit as well.
In case you missed this, Arlene Arnold is going to be one of the healthcare practitioners at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit on March the 7th in Vancouver, Washington, offering free 15-minute mini sessions, and you'll get a flavor for that, because for those of you who are listening right now, you're going to have soon a chance to call in and get your own session live right now. Arlene, tell us more about color. What's the big deal? I know some colors make me feel good and others don't make me feel so good. So why can color be so helpful for my own healing?
Well, one of the things I'd like to do is to talk to you a little bit about the particular brand of color healing that I do, because it's rather unique. I don't know that there are any others in the world that are doing it exactly like I am. I call it complementary color therapy because it uses the complementary colors that are across from each other on the color wheel. And to go back to kind of the basics, which I think many of your listeners probably already know, then that is that we are all energy, and we are vibrations of energy, and that colors are different vibrations of energy. And probably many of your listeners know about chakras, which are the energy centers in the body, and there is a color that is assigned to each one of those centers, and that vibration is absolutely essential for the body to be healthy. And what happens is that we as humans in the process of life have traumatic events, and a traumatic event may be something very simple. Not everybody would be affected in the same way, but for the individual, it becomes something traumatic for them. And what that does is it disrupts the healthy vibration. And when you introduce color, or as I do, a pair of colors, that will tend to shift the energy that is no longer vibrating for the health of the body and the wellness of the total person. So it's like as if you were thinking of water that was going down a stream, and when it hits a rock, it maybe gets stuck or sent off in a different direction. And if you bring another bit of water in, it can take it back into the flow. So what we're doing is wanting people to get back into the natural, healthy flow of their physical body and their larger energy field. And one of the ways that I have learned to find out what we need to do with someone is to locate where they feel this in the body. And often it will be through some kind of discomfort physically. So if someone says, well, my knee is hurting, well, according to the chakras, that knee is in the area of the red color. So the complement to that is the green of the heart or chest area. And so as I'm working with that person, I will be helping them through a visualization and breathing exercise that will begin to move where the energy where they're having this discomfort, and also the energy in the heart or chest area, because sometimes it's very interesting, but sometimes you may feel the discomfort in the knee, but it's actually where the energy is stuck is in the chest or heart area. And the unique part of this is that one of the things that I discovered that just made so much sense to me was the first three chakras, which are basically the red that is the lower hips down through the bottoms of the feet, and the orange, which is more in the belly area, and the yellow, which is in the solar plexus, which is between the waist and the bottom of the rib cage. Those three colors connect us to different aspects of what it is to be human. And then I use three instead of four colors above that. Traditionally, chakras are seven colors, but I use six because I use them in pairs. So the next three colors, the green from the heart and chest area, the blue from the throat, and I use that also in the bottom jaw, the lower jaw, and the purple from the whole head area are actually representative of aspects of us as spirit, as the spiritual side of us, the soul side of us. And as I work with these in pairs, it means that the person is balancing the two parts of us. And as you know, a lot of times what happens is we either get stuck in the human part or we take off and we're in this euphoric place in the spiritual part. But bringing those two together is really what it's all about here in this life. And so it becomes a part of of shifting the energy that's stuck and helping the person to balance between the human and spiritual aspects of them. So that's kind of the basics of it.
If you would like to be able to take advantage of a free consultation with Arlene Arnold, call the following toll-free number now, 877-590-0733, if you live in the United States. And if you live outside the country, you can connect to the show through your computer, and she'll be happy to talk with you and illustrate and explain exactly how she works with individuals using colors. So, Arlene, when somebody calls in and connects with you and would like to have this consultation, what are the choices? What can they take advantage of?
We actually have three ways that I teach how to work with this, but one of them has to be in person. But the two that we're going to focus on today can be done by phone. And I developed a set of cards that I call color cards, and it becomes a process of intuitively picking cards based on what it is that you're focusing on, and I can work with the person and pick a card for them based on what they want to focus on. I can connect with their energy so that the card is being picked for them. It doesn't have anything to do with me, and we can talk a little bit about what that means. The other way is if a person has some kind of discomfort, and one of the things I wanted to say that I didn't think about before is that discomfort comes in many ways. It's not just physical. There is sometimes we get stuck with emotional energy that comes to us at certain times and kind of takes over, and that becomes a debilitating kind of thing. Sometimes I've worked with people who have constant thought patterns going through their head that keep them stuck in a circular kind of thing. I can kind of remember back when I was in that position too, and it was like, just like a rat in a cage going round and round and round, and it's like it never went anywhere, but the thoughts just took your energy and took your attention, and oftentimes will actually be connected to something that happened to you early in life, and so you become that 10-year-old kid or that 6-year-old kid, and you're trying to live your life while you're really taken over by what happened to you at that age. And even the spiritual problems that we have can be addressed too. So I am able to take people through a process where we find where that discomfort is in the body, and then we know which colors we need to use. And I can do a really brief example of that by phones. I won't use the full breathing exercise because it's actually multidimensional. It deals with people on many different levels, and so that is more of an extensive process, but we can do some fun things to just see if we can shift the energy that's there. So if people want to call in, they can choose whether they would like to have me pick a card for them or if they would like me to take them through a process of finding where the discomfort is, and we can use the pair of colors briefly and see what we can do with them.
Area code 714, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Sherry Hard, and I want to talk to the host about color.
I'm sorry, say that again. Your name is Sherry, is that right?
Yes.
And you want to talk about what?
Stomach problems, lower intestinal stomach problems.
Okay. And those stomach problems, are they more in the upper area that would be above the waist, or is it below the waist?
Below the waist.
Okay. So the color there is orange. And this area of the body tends to be the place where we accumulate emotional baggage. And the color that's connected to that is the throat. And the throat is about expressing who we are at that deeper level of our lives, what we're here for, what really means something to us. So sometimes the stomach problems can actually be because we have cut off our ability to express ourselves and express ourselves at a very deep level. So what I would do, Sherry, with you would be to work with the orange and blue in both of those areas. Does any of that resonate for you at this point? Have you, do you know of problems that you've had in expressing yourself?
Recently, since I've developed Parkinson's, I'm having more problems talking, so that my, I get frustrated, I get quiet.
Okay. And the orange can also be about some kinds of thought patterns or even more of things that you are feeling. Are there times when there are things going on in you that take you back to something that you felt before? Is that, do you feel that sometimes?
That doesn't resonate as much.
Okay, okay. So it may be about expression, because sometimes when you're working with it, there's two different colors we're working with. So what I'm going to do is just have you do a real simple breathing exercise. So, and everybody in the audience can do this too, because it's always helpful to us whenever we do this. So just focus on the belly area. And what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in blue, which is a complementary color. So just imagine that your belly was kind of like your lungs, and you're just going to breathe the blue in there. And just imagine that the blue is coming in. And then breathe out orange. And we're going to do that two more times. Breathe in blue and breathe out orange. Breathe in blue and breathe out orange. And now we're going to shift to the throat area, and we're going to breathe the orange into the throat area, and this includes the lower jaw. So again, just imagine that you can breathe through your cells in that area, and you're going to breathe in orange and breathe out blue. And breathe in orange and breathe out blue. And breathe in orange and breathe out blue. And now what we're going to do is to connect these two areas. What we want to say to blue and orange is that we want them to be partners. We want them to work together, because the blue represents a part of you that's a spiritual aspect, and the orange represents a part of you that's the feeling part of you in the human aspect. So if you could imagine that the blue and orange are swirling out from your throat, down in front of your body, and in through the belly, and go through the belly, come out the back, up behind you, and then swirl into the back of your throat. And this is a circular motion, swirling the colors, but also a circular motion between the throat and the belly. And just swirl that for a few minutes, and we're asking the blue and the orange to come into a partnership with each other, bringing both of all of their best aspects together to serve you. And now we'll ask the blue to go back to the throat and the orange to go back to the belly. So I want to ask you, Sherry, how does your belly feel now? Were you feeling the discomfort, or is it just when you are digesting that you feel it?
I was feeling the discomfort. It's lessened a lot now.
Okay. So what this does is that begins the process of allowing things to settle. It also helps to shift anything that is not healthy or proper for you in those areas. So it's a really simple exercise that you can do, and I encourage you to keep doing that. And if you wanted to go further with it, I do have an online course that you can take, and it will help you with all three pairs of the colors. And by the time you're finished, you will know how to do a really brief exercise that I call a tune-up. And you can do that every day to keep yourself balanced in all those areas. Do you have any questions about it?
What's the website for that, please?
Transformationaltools.com. And the other one that you can go to is thepowerofcolor.com. And you can find the online course there, either one of those websites. And I've set it up so that people can pay in four payments if they want to. And I actually facilitate 4 conference calls as part of it, so I will get to work with you directly as well. And we do it in small enough groups so you get to know the people that are on the call. So
thanks
for calling up today and being a part of this, Sherry. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Arlene Arnold will be at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit on March the 7th, offering free consultations to individuals who are interested in learning how color can facilitate their own healing. So come to the summit. She's one of about 12 other practitioners from different modalities who are going to be available to answer your questions and to offer free sessions, just like Arlene is going to offer. If you'd like to be able to get your free consultation right now, pick up the phone and call the following number, toll free, it doesn't cost anything, 877-590-0733. As I understand it, there are two options you can take for what kind of help you can get. One is she can choose a couple of cards, color cards, and the other is that she can do kind of what she just did with Sherry. So you've got a couple of options for the kind of consultation assistance that you can actually get when you talk with Irene here on the show. So the toll-free number is 877-590-0733. I told a friend, Arlene, that I was going to be having you on the show today, and they immediately said, I've been having problems with my right shoulder. It's just driving me crazy. I can't move my arm up very high. Ask her what that means, what the color is that I need to have. So I promised I would do that. So what can I tell him?
So the color for that area, the chest area, is green, but it also goes out into the arms and hands. So the main color is green, and the complement is the red from the lower part of the body. It goes from the lower hips down to the feet. And what happens when you have something that's out in the arms and that kind of thing, because that's kind of how you use your arms to hug somebody. I think of the human body as the feet give you that stability where you can stand strongly in your life, and your arms allow you to connect with other people. So there may be something for him that has to do with a blockage for some kind of a connection or some way in which he's being blocked from reaching out to people. So by using the color, the interesting thing is that a lot of times when I do the work that's more in-depth than what I did with Sherry is that things may come up for the person and they may understand what was going on, and that may be very helpful to them. But sometimes they don't understand. It simply releases and there is no need for them to know about that. I also, in the counseling that I do, we go deeper because once we've used the colors, if there's still leftover energy like there was with Sherry, if I went deeper with her, I go into another set of counseling tools that actually address more specifically what it is that this person is dealing with. And we kind of do what I call following the energy. We follow kind of the pathway until we come to the resolution. And depending on how deep the issue is, it may take a little while to do that, but a lot of times things shift very quickly.
Does it matter if I wear a red shirt versus an orange shirt versus a green shirt today? Does that affect how I feel?
It does, and it also, as you notice, that sometimes you go to your closet and go, oh, I couldn't wear that color today. And so intuitively, you're picking up on either a color that you need that day, or the other thing that I discovered, and this is very prominent in the color cards, is that the colors that you love usually is the strength that you've developed, and the colors that you would avoid tend to be what it is that you're still working on. So is there a color, Robert, that you dislike? Not just that you wouldn't wear, but that's just not your favorite color.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it shifts from month to month, and it's quite incredible. I'll be drawn to certain colors over a period of sometimes 2 months, and I won't wear any other colors. And then all of a sudden I shift and like other different kind of colors. For a while I was really into wearing orange and reds, and I've not done that in the last, three or four months. So it seems like it shifts in cycles.
So what color would you especially like right now in your life, and what color would you probably stay away from?
I would want green. I've been wearing a lot of green and some browns, and I would probably stay away from orange right now.
Okay, so the greens and browns, the green has to do with opening your heart. It has to do with making a connection to healing, because green is often the color that is part of healing the physical body. And the brown has to do with making that connection to the nurturing that comes from the earth and also from other people. So I would say that that's a very warm internal connecting place when you're working with the green and the brown. And if you're staying away from orange, one of the things you might pay attention to is that you may have now reached a place where there's something that is an emotional issue that is now coming up. What I find is, it's very interesting, is that it's almost like we have to clear certain things before we can get to the next thing. And it's almost like peeling an onion. And so you may have not recognized this issue, or you may have worked on it at one level, but it's taking you to another level. And one of the interesting things about orange that I discovered is that orange is actually our connection to all of our senses, seeing, smelling, tasting, the feel of touch, all of that kind of thing. And for people who have lots and lots of emotional issues, they basically don't stay in their bodies because it's too uncomfortable. And so they don't really, it's very hard for them to stay in the moment, because in order to be in the present moment and be fully present, is you have to be able to use all your senses. And if you have a lot of emotional in energy that is caught in the orange, then that's going to make it very difficult to really feel, because you don't want to go back into the emotional trauma that's there, so you basically shut that part of you down. And you can't shut one thing down without shutting it all down, which means that it's very difficult to feel happy, because it's the orange is like watching a beautiful orange sunset. It's like, wow, this life can be great. Well, somebody who has a lot of stuff in the orange, life isn't so great. And I'm not saying that you have a lot there, because I know you've done a lot of work, but there may be just something lingering that's now coming up to be released.
I know, it seems like it's never done.
Yeah.
It worked. No, they're still there. Oh, God. Well, should I then force myself to wear orange? Would that be facilitative, or should I avoid doing that?
To me, the breathing of the colors is a more gentle way of bringing that into balance, and then you may begin to feel like what you would like to do is add a little bit of orange to the green that you're wearing. Maybe orange socks.
Oh, there you go. Be gentle.
But I find that just introducing the complementary color along with it can be very helpful. And, you know, the orange and blue are actually the complementary colors, what you might want to do is, do you like to wear blue?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay,
so
wear blue, because that's more comfortable for you, and then introduce the orange to that. Because the red and green are the complements. So, I tell people, you know, when you think of wearing red and green, it's like you're wearing Christmas, you know. And it makes so much sense when you think about red and green as Christmas colors, because if people are not bringing those two colors together in balance, what happens is they move into the imbalance in one color or the other. So in the red, the imbalance could be anger, frustration, not being able to connect in their life, feeling like there's, you know, it's hard to stand on their own two feet, that kind of thing. And if they're disconnected from the green, it can go into jealousy. And one of the things I noticed with some women, I don't think they do this as much as we used to when I was younger, is the idea that the woman was supposed to have everything ready for Christmas and make it a beautiful celebration for everybody. I can remember, you know, making homemade gifts and making all kinds of candy and cookies and trying to make it be a really special celebration, you know, decorating and all that kind of thing. And by the time Christmas came, I was so exhausted that I would hardly enjoy Christmas. And then I would go into, well, nobody else is helping me, you know, and that's what can happen when you get disconnected from the green, is that you give too much. It's like, you know, all of your heart energy is going out, but nothing's coming in. And I discovered that sometimes that's because we close off the back of our heart because we've been hurt. And we think that if we close off, it's going to keep us from being hurt again. But what it really does is it closes us off from receiving love. So there are some real interesting things that you discover as you begin to work with the colors and with the energy centers in the body, that until you can bring those together into balance, you're either stuck in the red, that's all of the response of the human that gets frustrated, or you can get stuck in the green when you don't have any energy coming from the red that really helps you to live your life. But when you get the two of them coming together, what you have is the red becomes the passion that comes through your heart, and the green becomes that sense of being able to be connected to other people, at being able to receive the energy that comes from the red and move forward in your life. There are many beautiful things that happen for people when the two colors come together.
You can actually obtain your free consultation with Arlene Arnold at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit on March the 7th, Monday, in Vancouver, Washington. Or you can call in now. The toll-free number is 877-590-0733. And once you call in, you do have to click the number 1 in order to signal that you'd like to be able to be on the air and get a consultation with her. And clearly, I can continue to ask my questions because I would love to be able to get more help and assistance from her. But the purpose of this program is to put out a call to all of those of you who are listening now to call in and to get a consultation with her right now. So we are doing the Parkinson's Recovery Summit on March the 7th. It doesn't cost a cent for anybody to attend. And the number of individuals who are doing cutting-edge research in the whole area of helping individuals who happen to currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's is absolutely amazing. The collection of people who are the movers and shakers of figuring out what this is all about are going to be at the Red Lion at the Key Hotel in Vancouver, Washington on March the 7th. It's worth flying from New York City or Spain or France or Mexico or Canada or Michigan to be in Vancouver, Washington on March the 7th. We're designing this so that you can have direct contact with everybody who's going to be present. For the individuals who are participants, because everyone has an incredible story to tell of their own travels through their road to recovery. And also the individuals who are healthcare practitioners are going to be available to offer sessions, little mini sessions, so that you can get a sense of exactly what it is that they do and to consider whether or not that's a therapy that you might want to actually adopt for yourself once you get back home. the resources that are going to be available to everybody in attendance are going to be absolutely astounding. We are not going to be doing presentations by individuals so that you sit in a very large room and you eat cookies that are bad for you because they have sugar, and you listen to people with PowerPoint presentations. There are no PowerPoint presentations. There are no formal presentations. If you look at the list of people, they are typically people who will give very formal presentations to professional groups. But instead, what they're going to be doing is offer all the participants experiences so that you can feel whatever they have to offer in your actual body and to see the extent to which that's going to facilitate your own return to full health and wellness. Again, the list that's evolved here just in the last 10 days is absolutely amazing. The people who are coming are incredible in every respect. And so it's the place to be if you happen to have set the goal that you'd like to be able to get sustained relief from whatever symptoms you might be experiencing in the present. The people who have the answers are going to be there, and all you have to do is to connect with them, ask them the questions, and you'll get the answers that you have been searching for. So come to the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Vancouver, Washington. You'll be flying into Portland, Oregon, and then taking a free shuttle out to the hotel, and have an absolutely amazing experience. We're not going to be sitting around. We're going to be moving and engaging and discussing, and you'll be having an opportunity to ask all the questions that you need to ask of people who have the answers. So we're developing a whole new paradigm of how people can get well. It's not about going to a conference where people give talks. It's about connecting with people who really can provide help for you in a direct, hands-on basis. So if you'd like to be able to get a free consultation right now, call in to the following toll-free number, 877-590-0733. And you'll be able to connect up with her and get your free consultation right now. I'm going to break, and I'm going to play a very brief pre-recorded interview with Jesse Lyle, who is also going to be one of the practitioners present at the summit, offering something that's going to be quite fascinating for everybody in attendance.
I'm currently talking to Jesse Lyle, who's going to be at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit. And Jesse does something fascinating. I want to say absolutely fascinating. And she's going to bring that to the summit and share it with everyone. Jesse, tell everybody about yourself.
I'm a lifelong artist and became an art therapist within the last 5 years. And I love working in both mediums. My personal experience with that combined with Parkinson's is I was working as an art therapist with many people who were in stage Parkinson's, and during that time I was diagnosed. So I had the firsthand experience of helping other people and then helping myself, or becoming clearer on how I could help myself. And then, in turn, help others again.
You're going to have a table, and you're going to bring some of your artwork, as I understand it, for people to not only treasure and see and experience, but also buy, if they're so disposed. And you're going to also make it possible for people to experience some of what you actually do with people in a therapeutic sense. Tell folks some about that.
I'm excited about the opportunity to do this. What I would like to bring to the group is the experience of creativity for pleasure and... Well, I'm going to backtrack. There's two things I present, one therapeutic art making and one art therapy. So I'm going to bring therapeutic art making to the group, which is I'll bring a bunch of materials and do an introduction earlier in the day, and then invite people to participate and get a first-hand experience of how to use art making to increase pleasure and a feeling of well-being and of control of your body.
So this means everybody's going to have an opportunity to create something using these art materials with your assistance, and then by the end of the day we'll be able to be a show and tell. We can show everybody what it is that we've created.
Absolutely. So it'll be collective image making. I was thinking of one image, but if people really get into it, we may end up with a whole series. We'll see what happens.
That sounds totally fun. I can't wait to create my own image. I'm going to be thinking about this for days and days. What can I create? What can I create? It sounds totally fun. So Jesse Lyle will be at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit on March the 7th, and that will be in Vancouver, Washington. I want to emphasize Washington, everybody, because I'm afraid some people may wind up in Vancouver, Canada. That's a bit of a stretch. It's how long of a drive? I guess 4-hour drive from Vancouver, Canada, if you go to the wrong place. So you're going to miss the morning of the summit if you go to Canada. This is in Washington, and to fly into the Parkinson's Recovery Summit, you want to fly into Portland, Oregon, and you can get a shuttle from the Red Lion Hotel at the Key that's free. So the shuttle goes back and forth between the hotel in Vancouver, Washington, which is a totally delightful and quite wonderful historic town in the wonderful state of Washington in the United States. Jesse, I look so much forward to meeting you and learning more about the art therapy work that you do, specifically as a therapy for individuals who are currently experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's.
Well, I look forward to it very much myself, and I look forward to meeting everyone and helping you to make your mark.
Sounds wonderful.
That was my pre-recorded interview with art therapist Jesse Lyle, who will be offering art therapy services to individuals who happen to attend the Parkinson's Recovery Summit on March the 7th. This is Robert Rogers, and you're connected to Parkinson's Recovery. My guest today, my live guest, is Arlene Arnold, who facilitates healing through the vibration of color, which for me is an absolutely amazing healing modality, to be sure. If you'd like to be able to connect with her and ask whatever questions you might have about color and how color can facilitate your own recovery, call the following toll-free number right now, 877-590-0733. Connect in and be sure to punch the number 1 so that we know you'd like to be able to ask her questions. That'll signal to me that you'd like to be on the air and get an actual consultation with her right now. I don't see anybody who actually would like to be able to signal that you want to be on the show right now. But what I can do is, there's somebody right now who just plugged in, because I was about to get my own consultation. I thought, shoot, if nobody wants to get a consultation, I'm going to get one. Area code 360, you are on the air.
No, I wanted to get in there before you got in there.
I even know who this is. Hi, Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm doing all right. I'm interested in a consultation, but I'm also interested in how you connect nature's colors, like especially the greens that are starting to show up now with healing.
Hi, Dave. It's nice to have you on the show. Green is such an amazing color, and you know, many of us who live in the Pacific Northwest know that we're here because we love the green. Sometimes we get a little tired of the rain, but we remember that that is why we have so much green. And the green is about opening up to the flow of our lives. You know, green is in the heart area and the chest area. It has to do with the breath of life. It has to do with being able to open up who you really are, just as the heart would open up. And so whenever we're around as much green as we are, it really encourages us to grow, to integrate all the things that we're learning, to be open-hearted, to be able to move forward in life without putting up a lot of barriers. So is green one of your favorite colors, Dave?
Yes, and pink is too, and pink's a lot in nature. And I'm
okay.
And what you think about pink?
So in my book I have about pink, and pink is a wonderful color. I'm going to read you a couple things because it may make sense to you. I'm just going to read you some of the titles of the paragraphs about pink, and just feel this and know that some of these are really your strengths, because when you love the color pink, it means that it's your strength. And pink is a very soft color. And some people think that it's like it doesn't have a lot of power. But I'll tell you what, pink is an amazing healing color. And partly because people will go to pink and it can come through some of people's barriers without them realizing it. So here are some of the strengths in pink. Innocence, childlike, playfulness, freedom, trust, generosity, love, kindness, hopefulness, imagination, a subtle strength, and safety. And Dave, I don't know you, but I've connected with your energy, and one of the ones that I think is particularly for you is generosity. And this is what I wrote about the generosity. You give of yourself without restriction. You give whatever you have to whoever needs it. You believe there is more where that came from. Does that fit about who you are?
What's that now?
Does that description describe who you are, of a generous nature?
It's like my ego might be showing.
It's okay to know that you're generous, and that you, the part of this is especially important is you believe there's more where that came from. So it's not like what you give depletes you, but you just allow more to come in addition to what you give out. And pink is a color that makes people so safe that they will talk to you about things that they might not talk to anybody else about. And that's a beautiful thing, because a lot of times people are afraid to reveal too much about themselves. But when they're around you, Dave, they don't feel like that's a problem, that they can open themselves up.
There's a lot of truth to that, even if I try to get my ego out of the way, because those are all very complementary concepts.
But you know what, Dave? We all have strengths, and we need to own up to our strengths and know that those are there because that's part of our God-given talent, and that's part of who we are here in this time and space, and that through those strengths we give back. That's how we give to the world, is through the strengths that we have. And too many times people try to have a strength that someone else has, but that's not who they are. And the pink is who you are, and owning up to that and saying that's what I've come to offer is beautiful. And you never have to hold back from that, but just recognize that's your strength, and another person has a different kind of strength, and with all of that uniqueness, we come together and can create something that is beautiful with all the colors.
Well, it's nice to hear from you. It's very supporting.
Well, thank you for calling in, Dave, and I hope to meet you at the summit.
Well, I'm going to see if I can get there or not. Yes, I'll introduce myself if I get there.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Dave.
So, I did pick a card for you.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't care if anybody else calls in or not. I want a consultation. I thought, well, look, I'll put another plea out so that I don't look like I'm being really selfish. Call toll-free if you want your consultation. I'm getting mine right now, folks. But the point of this is that you can call in and get a consultation for yourself. The toll-free number is 877-590-0733. So you picked a card. Tell me what it is.
You, of what I picked for you is the strengths in yellow. And
yellow.
I have a set of cards that I call the mini color cards, and on one end it has strength, on the other it has lesson. And then there's just a brief description, and the description here is mentally clear, empowered, and fresh. And when I went to the chapter, the paragraph that jumped out for you is empowerment of others. And I'm just going to read this to you. You value others. You trust the truth that comes through them. You do not encourage them to change unless they are nudged to do so by their own inner guidance. You are not jealous of their abilities, but instead value what they have to offer. As you see them in their fullness, you offer encouragement for them to be true to themselves. And I can already feel that that's who you are. Just in the short time I've talked to you.
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful explanation.
Well, and putting this summit together is part of that. Because absolutely
right.
This will be the empowerment of others. And of you. And of
Well, I must say, I really am personally amazed and astounded at the people who are coming and flying into the summit. Because I've had, you know, a number of people on the radio show, and I put out a call to folks that I interviewed on the show, would you be interested in coming to the summit? And it's amazing the people who've responded, who are going to come, volunteer their time, as we all are volunteering our time, to be available for people, to show exactly what they do, to do demonstrations, to offer their free services. It's just absolutely incredible. I think it's literally a historic event, because I don't know of anything like this that has ever happened. I really don't. The number of modalities that are going to be all in the same place at the same time that are helping people who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's are going to be a single powerful voice that recovery is possible for anyone.
And don't you think that that's what we're about now, Dave? Robert, it's more about us working together and everybody recognizing the uniqueness, just like I was talking to Dave about. You know, we've been taught that humility means that you don't toot your own horn. And I beg to differ. I think that humility is about knowing who you are, owning up to your strengths, knowing the things that you're working on, and being okay with that and being comfortable with that, and then valuing that in other people. And when we come together like this summit that you've put together, it allows us to see all of the unique variation that there is in the alternative health field, and gives people a chance to be drawn to whatever it is that is most helpful to them.
That for me is really truly exciting, because the very variation and variability of what people are going to be able to actually experience is absolutely incredible. And my own research findings suggests that the therapies that are going to help any particular individual will be unique to them. So by being able to get exposure to the many different alternatives out there, people can really figure out by the end of the day which ones of those therapies are going to really be powerful healing agents for their own return to full health and wellness.
Well, I would like also to remind people, or not remind them, but let them know, Robert, that I do these little mini readings with the color cards as a free service from my website. I'm a little bit behind because I was ill, but I will eventually get to people, and they can simply ask for me to focus on a certain thing, and I will pick a color like I did for you, and then I will find which of the paragraphs fits for them and let them know what that is, and if something else comes to me, I will make comments on it. So that's at transformationaltools.com. I'd love to have people come there, and it's under the free stuff, so they're welcome to have a reading.
So www.transformationaltools.com.
Right, right. And if they just put in Arlene Arnold, it will come up.
And that's A-R-L-E-N-E, and the last name is Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. The other exciting opportunities that are going to be available to me and everyone else is the research that's being done by a number of the individuals that are actually going to be present. You know, there are people who are trying to understand what are the causal factors that are creating the neurological symptoms of Parkinson's, and then what can we do about them. And the people who are going to be present are at the cutting edge of all of that research, figuring out, okay, what is this really all about? And Dr. Blanca Ramirez is somebody that really is out there looking at all top possible approaches for what can really help. She's really outside the box, as is Dr. Jacqueline Gisburn, who in her own research that she's doing with neural reprogramming, she really has, I guess, been able to get incredible, almost unbelievable results in working with people who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. And so people will be able to experience that for themselves. I mean, the effects, I guess, are pretty immediate. And she, Dr. Gisburn, actually called me, and she was on the show about a year ago. She contacted me because she said that in her own work, she had clearly identified the fact that trauma was a causal factor that was contributing to the symptoms that people were experiencing associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. And that I guess I was the first person that she'd been able to find that was saying the same thing. So she said, I want to talk to you. Because I guess when she does this work, she identifies that people are able to talk about traumas. And once those are cleared, that the symptoms all of a sudden go by the wayside. So she's going to be there, and I'm excited to see her technology and how it actually works. So she's got a computer, and I guess there are wires that get put on people's heads. It's all non-invasive, and she's able to literally look at the neural pathways in a person's body and do a little gentle reprogramming so that those sensations go through pathways that are in a person's best and highest good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really incredible work, and she really truly is at the cutting edge, as is Dr. Blanca Ramirez and Dr. Daniel Newman, who really has been doing extensive work on toxins as a contributor to neurological symptoms. So he works extensively with people who do have Parkinson's, as well as other chronic conditions. And he's discovered ways to help people gently detox, and has been able to get incredible relief for people who have the symptoms. And then Irene Pasternak, who really is a person who is at top of her field in terms of Feldenkrais, and how that can help people regain their mobility. And she's going to be there giving people individual 15-minute sessions, she and another individual who is also a qualified Feldenkrais practitioner. So people will be able to sign up and, you know, get their free 15-minute session. Of course, you're going to be there and doing what we're doing here on the telephone right now. And we're going to have some harmonic healing therapy by Judith Lynn. So she basically does sound and singing as a therapy. So she's going to actually demonstrate exactly what she does. Deborah Russell's going to have her healing table there and do some mini multi-dimensional healing sessions for people who are interested in signing up. And we just heard from Jessie Lyle, who's going to be doing her art therapy, which she actually does to help people who currently have the symptoms of Parkinson's. Steve Frizon is going to be doing an actual hypnotherapy session, but his emphasis and his interest is in helping people learn how to place themselves in hypnotic states, not so that they can depend on another person who's a hypnotherapist, but rather he actually teaches people how to do it for themselves. So he's going to do sessions for people who'd like to be able to have that particular experience. And then, of course, the opportunity to get a voice analysis is one that I personally want to take advantage of. And Shawanda Costella is going to be there and will be doing voice analysis for people, which is where you actually talk for about 30 seconds or a minute, and then the voice track reveals incredible information about imbalances that are in the body. Sherry Edwards is the leader of that research, and she is really emphasizing Parkinson's over the last couple of months, ever since she was on the show. So she's been doing research to try to identify commonalities across individuals. And they're going to be getting voice analyses tracks and doing analyses across all the tracks that they have of individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's to understand what the commonality is, to try to just disentangle what's really going on. And then a regular guest on my show at least every 3 months is Randy Mincer, who's a quite amazing man in all respects. He's a compounding pharmacist and a nutritional counselor. Randy is the person that I always go to if there are any questions at all about whether or not taking medication A in combination with medication B is a smart thing to do or if there are going to be complications. So he is a compounding pharmacist in the best sense of the word. He's able to help people wean themselves off of medications if that's what they'd like to be able to do. And he gives consultations to people after he looks at everything that they're actually putting in their body and makes recommendations of perhaps some changes that they might want to talk with their doctor about. So the list of people who are going to be present, and that's just so far. I mean, we still have other people that haven't formally committed, but they've told me they intend to actually come. And then, of course, Dr. Blanca Ramirez is going to be coming from Mexico. And she's the researcher who has been doing the stem cell research and been actually using a patient who's going to be at the summit, too. And so both of them will be available to answer questions, and everybody can connect with them and find out more about the work that she's actually doing. So we've got researchers, we've got practitioners, and everybody combined together is making a huge difference to the lives of people that they're actually working with. And, of course, as I've already said, you're going to be there. So,
yes.
You know, it's going to be quite an amazing group of people who are going to be present. And I want to emphasize for people who've just joined us that this is not about sitting down and listening to a bunch of presentations or PowerPoints or, you know, taking detailed notes. That's not what we're doing. We're giving people experiences so that they can really experience for themselves what all of these therapies actually do. And because you'll be there in person, Arlene Arnold will be able to, you know, do some of the kinds of things that are not quite as possible over the phone. So
right.
This is your chance. You only have a few minutes left, and so if you'd like to be able to get your free consultation, you need to call the following toll-free number, 877-590-0733, and indicate by punching the number 1 that you'd like to be able to get your consultation now, and that consists of either asking Arlene to choose a couple of cards, or you can talk about a particular ailment or discomfort in your body, and she'll be able to explain how you can use colors to actually find some relief from that particular ailment. What else do you want people to be sure and know about using color, the vibration of color, as a healing modality?
One of the things that I think is really important to know is that we're very intuitive. Even if you don't realize you are, just by the fact that you know that you want to wear a certain color and not another color. And I really want to encourage people to listen to that. And if there's a certain color that you want in your house, you know, that's important because it's the part of you that's the deeper self is giving you a message. And that color vibration is important to you at that time or it wouldn't have come up. So please pay attention to what you are drawn to in terms of color. And remember that if you're avoiding a color or dislike a color, that's the place where the work is. And just by being willing to be open to that color, it might be that that will even help with your process as well. And you know, we are amazing machines as humans. And it's just like you were talking about earlier, things can shift extremely fast when we get to the source of what the problem is. And color can do that very quickly. One of the things, Robert, that I suggest to people is if you have some place in your body that is bothering you, one of the things you can say is, if there were a color that could dissolve this discomfort, what color would it be? And whatever color comes up, you just imagine putting that color around whatever is causing this discomfort, and then just imagine that it's in the process of dissolving it. And you'll be amazed. You know, that will take care of things that have just come to the surface that can be taken care of very quickly. Other things are deeper and take a little more time, but just use that tool, and that will help you with some things that come up.
So to clarify for myself, if, for example, I have an ailment in my stomach, as was the case for a caller earlier in the show.
Yeah.
What I do is I say, okay, what color is going to help heal that? And then something comes in. Let's say it's brown. And then what I do is I soak with my imagination that part of my body that's ailing with the brown color. Do I understand that's the way it works?
It's more like whatever is causing the discomfort is like energy that's gotten stuck. It's sort of like it's almost solidified. In fact, if you think of cancer is emotion that has solidified. And so what you do is you just surround it with that color and just imagine that that color is moving into the part that is stuck or that is solidified, and it simply dissolves it. And you stay with it until you feel like it's completely dissolved. So it's more of a visualization technique. And you know, you just imagine it. And one of the things I like to do is I call this the if question. Instead of saying what color, you say if there were a color. Because it's kind of like if you go what color, the mind gets in the way. But if you say if there were a color, the mind just goes, oh, they're playing a game of some kind. I don't have to be present. And you go more into that feeling level. So always start it with the if question. If there were a color that could dissolve this discomfort, what color would it be?
And that's a way that I can actually move out whatever blockage might be present in that part of my body.
Right. And if it doesn't move it out, then you know that there's more to it.
Now, you've been doing this work for a number of years, and I guess some people might want to know, okay, well, what successes have you had in working with your clients?
Well, it's interesting. Some people come to me, and we do one session. I had a young woman who came to me, and she was just not able to move forward in her life. She was in a situation where she'd separated from her partner, and she needed to be getting some education. She had two children, and she needed to be moving forward to take care of those children. And she was just stuck. And she just came and did one session with me, and by the time she left, all that confusion and that stuckness had left, and she knew exactly what she had to do. And she said, I don't know why it was so hard. So sometimes things shift as fast as that. There's another young man that I'm working with that I've known for some time, and I've been working with him for quite a few weeks. And until I started working with him, I didn't realize that his whole life was run by thoughts that were going through his mind, and that that put him in a position to be a victim and to be operating from a very a younger part of himself, actually some real young parts, but mostly from a teenager part of him. And as we've gone forward, he is now able to see what he does, and he's able to move into what's going on and be able to feel the feelings, where before he would have just avoided that and run away and would have basically play acted as if everything was okay or gone into some kind of a rage. Now he has a sense that he has the tools that can help him to move forward in his life, and he's starting to be able to feel like he can handle his life. And so it just depends on the depth of what it is that the person is working on at the time.
It occurs to me that one of the biggest
assistance that this particular approach can have for people who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's is it can unlock frozenness. I know a lot of people explain to me that they move from considering one approach to another, one therapy to another, can't make a decision on what they need to do. You know, they get so muddled and so confused and so overwhelmed and don't know really where to go. It sounds like this might be a wonderful approach for helping to clarify direction for somebody that's just kind of waffling and can't decide what step to take next.
And actually, the color that I picked for you, the yellow, is representative, even though it's in the solar plexus in the body, it's representative of the mind. And a lot of people get stuck in that area, and what they're listening to is what everybody else has told them. And as they begin to make the connection, which with the purple, which is actually representative of their intuition and their inner wisdom that's there, and as they make that connection, it clears things up, because then they're able to see what are the messages that I'm getting that are not right for me, and what are the messages of what is right for me, and it clears up a lot of that confusion.
It sounds like a powerful therapy to me. I'm sure some people are thinking, yeah, is this really going to help? And my reaction is, oh, I think talking about a powerful therapy, this is something that can be far more effective than any medicine or surgery. So for me, and listening to your explanation, this sounds like this is something that people could really find would be terribly beneficial, especially people who get confused about all the messages they get, for example, about Parkinson's. It's really quite incredible. You go out into the internet and you're overwhelmed with these ideas that Parkinson's is progressive and degenerative. And so people begin to think, oh, well, maybe that has to be true. Look at all the people who are saying this. And then you go and listen to the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show, or you come to the summit and you hear people saying, oh, no, look at me. I was in a wheelchair 10 years ago, but today I'm running marathons. You know, so you meet people who are saying, no, it's not true. And I think people can get very confused in their minds about, well, you know, reality all of a sudden becomes effusive and people get confused about what really is true. And it seems to me that your approach can really help people be able to just clean out all of that confusion.
Well, and one of the things that's nice about it is that it gets people past trying to figure it out with the mind. Because really what we want to do is we want to reach that subconscious. We want to reach that place where things have gotten lodged there that you might not even know about. And some of it will come forward and you will understand where it came from, and sometimes not. You know, and that will really help the person be able to it's kind of like a cleansing process. You know, if you've got too much going on in your body or in your mind or whatever, you know, it just, you can't move forward. But once the cleansing process is there, then when something comes up, it bubbles up and you can pay attention to it because you see it. There isn't so much there that you can't pay attention. And that's, I think Parkinson's and other kinds of things that happen to people that do what I call stop you in your tracks is really a way for the inner part of us to say there's something you need to pay attention to. There's, in many cases, I think it's like a total transformation of the way we have been living life. And that's really tough sometimes because, you know, a lot of people who get stopped in their tracks, including myself, which happened to me recently, not anything as major as Parkinson's, but back spasms that landed me in the hospital and I couldn't do things for myself. And the message was that I'd been pushing too hard and that I had been trying to do it all myself. And to change that is like a whole lifestyle change. That's like saying, it's okay if I don't accomplish X, Y, and Z today. I just need to flow through this day and allow it to come to me and do what it is in front of me. And my friend calls it doing the next indicated thing. And that's difficult for someone who's used to getting a lot done. So I think that Parkinson's is a way of making the person look at their life and maybe shift completely into a different mode of living life.
I've heard many people say, oh, ever since I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, it's been such a gift. And they talk about how they are now leading a very different life and how they were able to tap into aspect of their creativity they never knew actually existed. So people are telling me time and time again, oh, it's the best thing that ever happened. And I still do experience symptoms, but boy, is my life now fuller and richer, and am I getting more meaning now than I have ever gotten in my life before? The answer is yes, and it's all because of the blessings of this particular diagnosis.
Well, when you think about it, Robert, if we try to manage everything, there's no opportunity for us to hear that inner voice that has this beautiful message for us about what it is that we're here to offer, or what it is that we're here to learn from the process that we're going through. And I feel like a shakeup that comes is a way of saying the inner voice wants to be heard. And when we have to slow down and when we can't do everything for ourselves, it becomes a process of just releasing that control and releasing that desire to manage life and allowing what it is to come through from that inner voice. And that can be beautiful. I feel like what I've gone through is just such a blessing for me. And it showed me that I need to go a different way in my life and in my business. And I'm grateful. And I hope that people can see this process they're going through as a wake-up call, not a punishment.
That is a truly eloquent explanation of the process of what's going on for so many people. I have been astounded, really, by the accomplishments of people who happen to have a diagnosis of Parkinson's. When you really begin to talk with people, their lives have been full in the sense of what they've been able to achieve and accomplish. It's really quite remarkable. And it appears as though they lead their lives in such a way that they are pushing, they are dedicated, they are focused, that their bodies all of a sudden begin to slow down a bit and say, wait a minute, okay, that's fine. I know, you've been very successful with all this, but there's something else you need to be doing here. So
Absolutely. Let's
stop and let's wait a minute. And that's people all of a sudden realize, oh, okay, fine, all right, I'll do it differently. And so there's a big, huge shift. So it's really quite remarkable.
Go ahead.
I can say the stories that I've collected of people who are stories just like that, where they all of a sudden, people who have been very successful in their business careers, lawyers, doctors, you name it, and all of a sudden they shifted and realized, oh, I know what I need to be. I need to be making furniture. I need to be an artist. I've always wanted to be an artist. And so all of a sudden there's this huge transformation, and talking about inner joy and bliss that all of a sudden bubbles up. It's like the person finally realized, oh, that's what I really love to do. I didn't really like writing legal briefs. What I love to do is artwork. So.
And that's true. And the other thing that I see that happens to us is that if the person looks back, there are many messages that were coming to them about slowing down or not managing things so much or whatever that was. And when we don't pay attention to those messages, it's almost like the universe ups the ante and says, well, then I'll have to do something else to get your attention. And so when this thing happened to me, I'm going, okay, I'm paying attention. I don't want anything worse to happen here, so I'm paying attention.
That's really funny. Arlene Arnold will be at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit and available to do many consultation sessions for people who are interested in learning how they can use color as a therapy to facilitate their return to full balance and wellness.
So come to the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Vancouver, Washington, which is basically a suburb of Portland, Oregon. I know people from Vancouver don't want to hear me say that, but it's only about a 15-minute shuttle ride from the Portland airport. The actual summit is going to be very interactive. There are going to be no formal presentations of using PowerPoints. And so we're going to be moving around and allowing everybody to get all of the questions you have answered, because we're going to have a collection of people who have the answers. So you bring your questions, bring your enthusiasm, get ready to have fun, and come. The kickoff time is 9 o'clock. You're most welcome, if you can only make it to an afternoon session or an evening session, you're most welcome to come at whatever point of the experience you can. Given the number of free services that are being offered, if I were in your shoes, those of you who are listening, I would be there at the very beginning and get signed up for these many different treatments that are being offered by practitioners. It's really a golden opportunity to have experience with a number of these modalities that we know help people who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's. So I can tell you that the value that you will get from all of the free services that are being volunteered by these incredibly talented practitioners would be well worth the travel and the expense of a hotel. And the information that you're going to get, you're not going to be able to get from anywhere else. It's just here. I mean, this does not happen anywhere and has not happened anywhere until March the 7th. So those of you who are listening, please put it on your calendar to be in Vancouver, Washington, at the Red Lion Hotel at the Key, which is right on the water in the historic town of Vancouver, Washington. It's a delightful little town, and so when we take breaks, you can walk downtown at the historic downtown and enjoy the waterfront as well. There's also the Jumpstart to Wellness program that we're offering on Tuesday and Wednesday, which literally helps people be able to get a jumpstart on their own recovery. And so in that program, Deborah and I working intensively with individuals, helping you identify the causes and the factors that are contributing to your symptoms, the therapies that can make a big difference, and then purging out all of those thought forms that are not in your best and highest good. And by the way, for those of you who are listening, if you have attended a Jumpstart to Wellness program in the past, you are most welcome and invited to attend any of the future Jumpstart programs at no cost. Once you're an alumni, you're always an alumni, and those of you who know Deborah and I, you know that we always do something different, so you'll have a new experience, and of course there'll be a new collection of people who will be participating in Jumpstart to Wellness, and that's, again, on Tuesday and Wednesday following the Parkinson's Recovery Summit, where we're convening together everybody who's interested in finding out what they can do to get relief from their symptoms. So Arlene Arnold, I look forward to connecting with you at the summit on March the 7th, and thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed it, and I'm so glad that that Karen Owen helped us to make the connection, and she's a wonderful person, and I know that she'll be there at the summit too.
Yes, she's an amazing individual, truly amazing. She's the person who's the local representative organizing all of this, and so all we have to do is actually come down and facilitate what's going to actually happen. So please, those of you who are listening, if you have any questions about the Parkinson's Recovery Summit or Jumpstart, feel free to call me toll-free. That toll-free number where you can reach me at is 877-526-4646. And ask whatever you need to ask. To be able to actually sign up for the summit, you can go to the main website, parkinsonsrecovery.com, and you'll see there a link to the summit, and you'll see a link if you want more information about Jumpstart to that as well. If you're going to come to the summit, please register. It just basically means you give your name, and we know that you're coming. We want to make sure that we have a large enough room. And again, as I've mentioned now several times, there's no cost to attending, but we would appreciate it if you're planning on coming to please register. And for the Jumpstart to Wellness, the cost is very, very modest.
we're talking about $150 for two persons, so we're inviting a person to bring along a family member or a spouse, and so it's really just to cover the cost of being able to offer the program. So consider coming to both events, March 7th, 8th, and 9th in Vancouver, Washington, and that's what we're doing to support the health and wellness of all individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's, and that's what's happening on the shore of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you are listening to this radio show today, that you are on the road to recovery. I look forward to connecting with you next Wednesday at 3 p.m. on the World Parkinson's Recovery Radio Network. This is Robert Rogers. Have a marvelous day. Goodbye.